It's kind of interesting that so many breast cancer patients in medical oncology practice are getting different therapy today than they would literally 2 or 3 years ago. And that brings up HER2 positive adjuvant setting. I asked you if you could pull out a kind of typical case of where you used adjuvant Herceptin. What have you got?
There's a few cases, actually, and it's interesting now. So one is this is an adjuvant situation. So this would be a patient who had already had their surgery. We do see a fair number of patients in the neoadjuvant setting because, of course, the way the disease grows. But this is a woman in her 60s, speaks only Mandarin, which, of course, is a challenge since
wow.
I'm not speaking Mandarin much. And she had a 4-node positive ERPR negative HER2 strongly overexpressing breast cancer. And so the question was, you know, she came in to see us and
what was her family and work situation?
So she lives alone, speaking only Chinese, and she has sons, but they live in Hong Kong. And so the sons came over for her surgery and to see what was going to go on with treatment, but they couldn't stay because they have businesses and families. And she had one son in California, but it shows you the ethnic differences in various groups, you know, families. But the daughter-in-law and the mother didn't get along, so she can't live with that family.
So
and they live too far away to sort of transport her back and
right.
forth. She's not working now. She worked, in fact, was a professional in China, but didn't learn English, came to the United States with one son who moved here and wasn't working.
And were you able to connect with her enough? I assume you had some kind of translator to try to get a feel for where she was at about this?
Yes, we have a big Asian population, so we did have a translator. And actually, I saw her again today for her 4th cycle of chemotherapy, and we've connected with her very nicely. It helps I have a fellow who speaks Chinese right at the moment, but she appears to really understand why she's doing the treatment, and we had a long conversation about the biology of HER2 translated into Chinese.
Wow.
And why the treatment was important, and she was very understanding, you know, very hesitant to do treatment, you know, as, again, there's a cultural effect there. But once she understood the importance of it, you know, she's a very intelligent woman, very highly educated, and really wanted to do the treatment.